Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody.
And welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. Off to a great start, Stephen, as I forget to turn up my microphone. Anyway, I'm Mike Salmon, although I'm afraid to admit it right now. And joining me, as always, is Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
Testing 1, 2. Hey, my mic is up. So I'm hello, Mike. How are you?
Well, at least one of us had it correct.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm thrilled. I am excited today. Would you like to know why?
Why are you so excited? You are in a very happy mood.
The Red Sox and Braves are both in the playoffs, so I'm very excited about that. And I know those are your teams, too. And Jim Cramer is doing his 2000th episode of Mad Money on the Stock Exchange tonight at 6. So, you know, it's just a good day all around.
It has nothing to do with the government shutting down or anything like that.
I refuse to comment on that.
Well, speaking of transitions and so forth, we kind of have one going on with the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to be talking with a couple members today. Joining us here on the show is Steve Dura. He's the CEO of First Community Development, but he's also the first chairman of the board of directors for the new Southwest Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. And also joining us on Gwinnett Business Radio today is Dave Gleim. He's the Director of Sales and Marketing with the Hilton Atlanta Northeast, located right down the road at Peachtree Corners. He's also with the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to both of you gentlemen. And Dave, we'll start with, or Steve, we'll start with you. Talk just to us a little bit first about the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. You started this about 2 years ago. What's the reason that you decided to start this new chamber?
Well, I guess very simply, the Southwest Gwinnett corner of our county was not getting the kind of attention that a lot of us in business down there felt it should. We've got a great county chamber. The Gwinnett Chamber does a magnificent job in seeing what needs to be done at the county level, at the 30,000 feet level. But we needed a chamber that would look after business in Berkeley Lake, Norcross, Peachtree Corners, and be the voice of business down there. So several of us got together and began talking 2 years ago. We met with each of the mayors of the three communities that the chamber serves, and ultimately we put a task force together to work that first year to kind of organize it. And then October 1 of last year, we officially seated our first board of directors. I was elected chairman. Dave was elected chairman-elect at that time. And we've just, as of yesterday, completed our first year as the second Chamber of Commerce in Gwinnett County.
How would you grade the chamber so far, as far as, you know, the number of members that you've gotten on board so far? And talk about maybe some of the differences between the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber and the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce.
Sure. Mike, we are under no delusion. We are a small local chamber of commerce. We're probably going to grow to about 500 members. We're at somewhere between 75 and 80 members at this point, our first year, and we're pleased with that. We'll probably grow to 100 members by the end of the calendar year, which is exactly what we had targeted we wanted to do this first year. In terms of a grade, I'd give us a B+. We have gotten on our feet. We've gotten a good group of leaders together to collaborate on the program of work for the chamber. We're divided into five focus areas: support for existing business, economic redevelopment, and I'd like to talk some more about that in a little while, cultural and performing arts, education, and marketing and communications. So those are the five areas that formed our first 2013 program of work. And as I said, I'd give us a B+. We have gotten the program organized, gotten it underway. We've begun having chamber membership meetings, and those are going very well. So I'm excited. I think this is a great opportunity for our southwest corner of the county, and we're excited to be a new Chamber of Commerce.
Steve, you mentioned that you've had 75 to 80 members sign up already. I'm wondering, in the three areas you mentioned, Berkeley Lake, Norcross, Peachtree Corners. What's the universe that you guys are targeting as far as the number of businesses there? And one other question. My mom was a teacher, so you mentioned B+. That made my ears perk up. You might just be being humble and not want to give yourself an A, but I would ask, the B+, obviously there was something that maybe you were hoping to do that didn't get to or didn't quite work out the way you wanted. Go ahead and talk about that as a challenge that, faces you moving forward. So first the universe, and then why the B+?
Yeah, good questions. There are about 65,000 population in those three communities and about 6,500 businesses. By comparison, there are 92,000 businesses in Gwinnett County. The Gwinnett Chamber has 2,700 members. So do the math. Your mom's a teacher, Steve. About 3% of the businesses in Gwinnett County are members of the Gwinnett Chamber. So if we have, say, 8 or 10% of the businesses in our universe, as you call it, we'll have about 650 members, which is, in looking at the state as a whole, there are about 150 chambers of commerce in Georgia. With that population, 55,000, 60,000 population, our chamber would be right in the middle. There are about 75 chambers that are in communities much smaller than ours, about 75 chambers that are in communities much larger than Southwest Gwinnett. So we're a good average size chamber when we grow up to be that 500, 600 member chamber that we'd like to be. You're right. The B+ was being humble.
I knew it.
Mom would be so proud. There are a few things that I had hoped we would get to this year. We are, until today, we have been an all-volunteer organization. The other key benchmark that we achieved in this first year is that we hired our first employee today. She began work today. So we have a staff member at the chamber, which I think speaks well for a young and growing chamber of commerce. We have a good membership base already, a very diverse membership base. And these are going to be businesses that are small to medium in size. There are only half a dozen gorillas in terms of businesses in our community. So we got it early on. We needed to be a small to medium-sized business organization. So our membership, our 500 to 600 members, will be on the low end, 10 employees, on the high end, maybe 100 employees. And maybe we'll attract a few of those gorillas to join the chamber over time. But I'm looking forward to passing this on to Dave. And I've been telling folks the last few weeks the three greatest words in the English language: immediate past chair.
well, let's bring Dave Gleim into the conversation, as he is now the current chair starting today. And Dave, first of all, before we get your thoughts on, you know, where you want to bring the chamber and what your thoughts are for the upcoming year, Dave gave himself a B+. How would you grade Steve? I should say, how would you grade Steve on the job he did so far as he passes the baton over to you?
Well, I'd give Steve an A for the job he's done. He's taken an idea that the businesses in our corner of the county needed to have a voice. And taking that idea and growing it into the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber, celebrating our first anniversary, you know, closing in on 100 members. So it's been a long journey. Our ability to find good leadership and to build the synergy that we need to bring the business community together. The businesses, they want a voice, and they want to network with the folks in their backyard. And I think that's one of the things that we bring with our chamber at the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber.
Dave, what are some of your goals and aspirations now as you take over the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber?
want to continue with the strong programming that we've been able to put on so far. We've had Congressman Woodall speak to us. We've had representatives from Explore Gwinnett, our deputy commissioner with Department of Economic Development, and also to be able to do events that will engage not only our members and our businesses, but also the local community. And one of our key pillars is support for education. I think as you look at the needs of our employers, not only here, but just in the state, that's an area that is a challenge to find trained, educated workforce to grow the businesses and grow our economy. So we're going to be one of our key pillars is to continue to focus on education this year. And also to, and Steve will get into a little more depth, looking at economic redevelopment. We have, you know, one of the newest cities in Georgia with the creation of Peachtree Corners. We have a aging tech park that quite honestly there's a lot of vacant space in tech park. So we want to work with the city and with the other businesses around us to figure out ways to grow and kind of revitalize some of our aging infrastructure as it relates to the business park.
Dave and Steve, I've got a question. Either of you can answer. Both of you can kind of jump in on this. If I'm listening to this broadcast, I'm a small business owner in Gwinnett County. If I'm in your universe, if I'm down in the southwest corner, and I say, this sounds great, I think I want to give it a try. Dave, you kind of talked a little bit about programming. What can I expect as a business owner? What's available to me? Different types of networking events. You mentioned a couple of special events. But on an ongoing basis, what should I be getting involved in as a business owner, as a member of the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber?
One of our regular features is a lunch and learn, where we will come up with various business topics. We've had folks talk about using social media as an example to enhance their business presence. We are looking at ways that you can have educate the businesses on what current trends are, where, you know, new pockets of opportunities. As you know, the markets change and evolve all the time. So we want to find speakers that are in emerging businesses that can come and, you know, help point our members in a way that can help them grow their business.
I have to ask the question that's kind of sitting out there. The Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce is so big and has been for many, many years the only chamber here in the county. What are their thoughts? How do they feel about you guys? What is your relationship with the Gwinnett County Chamber?
Well, Mike, we'd like to say that it's cordial. I think time will tell. We have certainly reached out to Dan Kaufman, who I understand was on your show earlier, and to Nick Messina, who's the head of Partnership Gwinnett. They have met with us, at least Nick has. We're having trouble getting in touch with Dan. He's a very busy man, and we understand that, but several of us have tried to make contact with him to sit down and talk about what we can do together. We're an ally of theirs. We represent businesses in the Southwest Gwinnett corner. They represent businesses in the northern part of the county and the county as a whole. So it makes good sense for us as two chambers of commerce to try to get together and find ways that we can collaborate, find things that we can do to better represent all of the businesses in Gwinnett County. At the same time, I want to go back to Stephen's question. We're bringing to the forum, so to speak, the business forum in Southwest Gwinnett, those issues that we understand are important to business. We have an upcoming program on the Affordable Care Act. All of us are concerned about that and what impact it's going to have, not only on each of our businesses, but on our economy as a whole. This coming Friday, we have a regular monthly series called First Fridays. So every first Friday throughout the year, the Chamber hosts a breakfast meeting that affords an opportunity for some networking. This Friday, I'm really excited. We have a panel discussion on the Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax, SPLOST, which means millions, if not billions, of dollars of infrastructure improvement for Gwinnett County. So the Chamber, the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber, has gone on record as being supportive of the SPLOST coming up in November, and we have our own chair of the County Commission, Commissioner Charlotte Nash, will moderate a panel composed of the mayor of Berkeley Lake, Lois Salter, the mayor of Peachtree Corners, Mike Mason, and the mayor pro tem of Norcross, Andrew Hickson, in a discussion about SPLOST and the value added that SPLOST brings and the importance of this upcoming vote for Gwinnett County especially and for Southwest Gwinnett County in particular.
We're talking with Steve Dura and Dave Gleim, and they're representing the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber. But, of course, you guys are also businessmen as well. And before we talk more about the Chamber, let's give you an opportunity just to brag a little bit and talk a little bit about your company. So, Steve, you're the CEO of First Community Development. Tell us about your company.
Small company based in Peachtree Corners. We do strategic planning and feasibility analysis, and we manage million-dollar and up fundraising campaigns for what we define as corporate-driven nonprofit organizations in the southeastern eight states. So we work with chambers of commerce, with economic development authorities, downtown revitalization groups, to help them dream and then to raise the money to make those dreams a reality. Right now we're working with two organizations in Mississippi, one in Alabama, one in Georgia, one in North Carolina, one in South Carolina, one in Florida, to help them create a vision and a five-year strategy for businesses in their area. Then we conduct a feasibility analysis to kind of conduct our due diligence. Let's be sure that the community is supportive of this and that the money is out there that they propose to raise. And if that's positive, then the third step is to actually organize and implement a fundraising campaign to that business community to raise the money they need.
All right. And as we talked about earlier, in addition to running your company, you also founded the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber. You've been the chair for the past year. Now you're turning that over to Dave Gleim, who's the incoming chair for the board of directors. But Dave, your Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job as well is the director of sales and marketing with the Hilton Atlanta Northeast. And that, of course, is the Hilton Hotel there in Peachtree Corners. How is the health of the hotel industry these days, and how is business?
It's recovering. We are seeing business travel return to our area. The strength of the tech companies that are around us, as well as some of the larger firms, the acquisition Rock 10 made has grown the business for us in the areas. Since 2010, which was kind of the bottom of the recession, we've had double-digit revenue growth each of the last 3 years. We see that continuing, seeing some comeback for meetings and conferences, which really helps us a lot. This month we will have our highest occupancy month since the pre-recession days of 2007. So we feel that's really a benchmark. Occupancy is coming back to those pre-recession levels. Where we still lag a bit, the average rates, the rates that we were able to, our guests are paying, they're still a great value compared to 5-6 years ago. Those are coming up as well. And the good thing about that is that's going to lead to reinvestment by our owners. We anticipate that in 2014 we will have a major infusion of capital to renovate the entire hotel. We completed an update of our restaurant. We did a full renovation of Basil's Kitchen and Bar that opened back in February. So we're see that now carrying over into our guest room product. And it's not just us. All of our competitors are launching similar renovations. So that, I think, is a good barometer of the improvement in our industry.
Absolutely, and that's great about the occupancy. Congratulations on that as well.
Oh,
hopefully
thanks.
That will continue to go up. Steve, you wanted to talk a little bit more about the economic redevelopment in your universe, as Steven says, and I know Dave touched upon it a little bit, but talk a little bit about that economic redevelopment.
Yeah. Back a year and a half ago when we were just organizing the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber, one of the meetings that we had with the Gwinnett Chamber and with Partnership Gwinnett centered around any concerns that they had about our starting the new chamber. We wanted to give them the opportunity to ask questions, give us the opportunity to collaborate with them on this new chamber. And one of the things that Nick Messina up at Partnership Gwinnett especially said, there just needs to be one voice for economic development in Gwinnett County. And Partnership Gwinnett and Nick Messina for a number of years now has been that voice. And we assured him very quickly, we're not here to compete with you for economic development. That's not the purpose of our chamber. We don't have any large 20, 30, 40-acre sites in Norcross or Peachtree Corners, and certainly not Berkeley Lake, that are available for a major type of development. So we're looking at economic redevelopment in our footprint. There are shopping centers, for instance, that may be only 50% occupied. There are office buildings that have low occupancy. There are apartment complexes that may need to be redeveloped. So part of our discussion with the mayor of Norcross, the mayor of Peachtree Corners, is what are the areas in your community that the chamber can help you redevelop, that there's a better, higher use for than those properties currently serve. So Nick Messina, Partnership Gwinnett, were very supportive, said, look, you do all the retail development you want. We don't handle retail development at Partnership Gwinnett. And wherever there's an opportunity for economic redevelopment on a large scale, let us know, and we'll be happy to work with you on those.
And by the way, if you hear the fire alarms in the background, there's a fire drill actually going on today. I did not realize it was going to be while we're doing the show, but hopefully.
Is that smoke?
No, you're not smelling anything, and there's no smoke in the area. It's just a drill they're doing today. It was scheduled, and I just didn't realize it was scheduled for Tuesday morning when we do this show. Again, we're talking with Steve Dura and Dave Gleim with the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, you talk about being an ally of the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce, and people that might say, well, I don't, you know, can they really be an ally? You are helping bring businesses to Gwinnett County. You are pro-Gwinnett County, and you still fall under the footprint of the Gwinnett County Chamber. So, I mean, there is that teamwork there, and I think that's huge that you actually spoke with them beforehand as you were developing the chamber to say, hey, you know, what can we do so you can see where we're working with you?
We tried to be good businessmen and women, professionals. We've tried to be very outgoing and courteous. This is by no means meant to be competitive. That's not our purpose. Our purpose is to represent the businesses in Berkeley Lake, Norcross, Peachtree Corners, and to be that that voice of business, to work with the cities, to work with the county, to work with anyone who is supportive of business and the growth of the business in our area. And that certainly includes working with the Gwinnett Chamber. We like what they do. We have said over and over again that they handle the stuff at the county level that they should. They're 65 years old. As I said, they have a large membership base. They're one of the premier chambers of commerce in the United States. We're happy to have them in Gwinnett County. But they don't have the manpower or the resources to represent Norcross, Peachtree Corners, Berkeley Lake, the way our local chamber does. So,
and make no mistake about it, that there is a difference between North Gwinnett and Southwest Gwinnett as far as just you mentioned the businesses, the age of businesses, and so forth. I mean, it's not Gwinnett County is almost a million people. And to think that, you know, all of Gwinnett is the same. So you're specifically, you know, talking about things that are, you know, unique to your part or to your universe.
Let me, by comparison, point out Fulton County has 7 chambers of commerce. Up until last year, Gwinnett County had 1. So obviously, this is something that we expect will continue to grow and flourish, that there will be other local chambers of commerce, maybe in Lawrenceville, maybe in other parts of the county, just as ours. And why shouldn't we develop some type of network among chambers of commerce in Gwinnett County so that we're all working together in the sandbox, so to speak? That's a very vibrant, very successful county.
Well, and not only that, you know, Mike, you kind of said there's a difference between North Gwinnett and South Gwinnett. The other thing, as someone who is had his stomping grounds in life, the southwest corner of Gwinnett County for a while. Not only is this a relationship with the whole Gwinnett Chamber, but we're talking about Fulton. You mentioned it, DeKalb. I mean, where you are is such an important crossroads for the Metro Atlanta area because you border. I mean, you're within a quick drive. You're within 3 of the vibrant counties in the metro, and you're in one of the vibrant counties of the metro area. So it's different geographically. It's different culturally. Of course, there's differences in business and being on the ground and helping. So I think it's a fantastic need, and clearly you guys have been going about it the right way. All right, there's my 2 cents of opinion. Now I get to ask a question. You guys had talked about kind of the 5 basic key factors that you were looking to help businesses with. And Steve, you wanted to talk about economic redevelopment. We've done that. I've heard you talk about the education. I've heard you talk about the marketing. I've heard you talk about some of the things. So both of you can answer this. Dave, I'll kind of start with you. The cultural and performing arts that you guys had on that. That's not the first thing that pops into people's heads about business. So what are some of the things, what are some of the targeted things you guys are looking to do, and what's your vision for that?
Well, thanks. Cultural and performing arts are one of the key factors when you look at quality of life in a region, in an area. And we just wanted to make sure we have a focus on that because businesses need a vibrant cultural community to help them attract employees, to help attract residents to come and live in your area. I think some of the things, like this weekend, we have the Norcross Arts Festival, which is the largest cultural festival here in our area, is going on. And to be able to bring a voice to these cultural organizations, help see how businesses can assist them. As we know, the funding for the arts is virtually dried up from any government funding. So we depend on the businesses and the support of the local community. We've now got the Lionheart Theater has actually gone into the space next to Norcross City Hall, the old cotton gin. We've got a vibrant cultural community in downtown Norcross with galleries, various centers there, Kudzu, et cetera. And I think there's definitely an appetite with Peachtree Corners to identify how can they kind of create a cultural centerpiece for the new city of in Peachtree Corners. So that's where we see that as one of our missions, to help keep that in the forefront.
I might add, the chamber is also a catalyst to allow various volunteer organizations in our community to flourish, to succeed. There's something that has just started, which I'm pleased and proud about. Our education committee, along with our cultural and performing arts committee at the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber, have partnered to create and implement a juried art show among all of the schools in our chamber's footprint. So the Norcross Cluster Schools Partnership, which is an education foundation in our area, is working hard to bring all of the students in the 9 schools in our area, plus schools in school in Berkeley Lake, together this fall for an art competition, and various levels and ages through throughout the area and for this show. And then there will be awards in January, and students will have an opportunity to present their art and have it judged by a panel of competent art judges. So this is one more way that a chamber like ours, a local chamber of commerce, can do good things in their community that aren't necessarily just for business. This is for quality of life, and that's a part of what a chamber of commerce does, is to expand and enhance the quality of life in a community. We'd love to have a major cultural and performing center in Southwest Gwinnett. And it would make perfect sense down the road for us to establish a multi-purpose facility that would have a theater in it, that might have conference and meeting space. We have nothing like that right now other than to go to the Atlanta Hilton for a big meeting, there is, or to a church. There is no single venue for the arts right now in Berkeley Lake, Norcross, Peachtree Corners. The Lionheart Theater is a great theater over in the Norcross area. They have a very intimate theater, limited seating over there. We need something larger that could appeal to all of the folks who live and work and play in Southwest Gwinnett. So the cultural and performing arts is more than just bringing art to the attention of businesses. It's also, as Dave said, a key component of the quality of life in our community.
Well, Steve, you know, congratulations on all the success of the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber. I've got to ask before we let you go, if you had to do it over again, what would you have done differently? Maybe there was something you didn't see coming down the road. You know, obviously starting a chamber from scratch is a lot of hard work, but what would you have done differently if you had to do it again?
Great question.
Or maybe something you didn't see coming.
Yeah. I don't think I would have done anything differently. I think we have done it the right way. I think we have been very good stewards of this business responsibility. We've been professional, as we mentioned earlier. We've taken great pains to check in with each of the leaders in each of our communities to answer questions where there were questions, to be somewhat focused and intentional about this business organization. We've not apologized to anyone, and we shouldn't have to. This is an opportunity for our community to grow in a different way and to develop itself in terms of business and professional leaders, working together with businesses, working together with churches. We have a number of churches who have joined our Chamber of Commerce because they see the value in having a business organization like this in their community. So we're going to continue to grow under Dave's leadership. I'm excited that he is taking over the gavel and moving this organization ahead. We've got great executive committee, great board members. We don't have time to mention all of them today, but our new chair-elect is Chuck Paul, with a company called A Closer Look in Norcross. And Chuck will do a great job next year. So we'd love to come back at some time in the future, maybe a year or two from now, and kind of give you an update on the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber. We're going to continue to grow. We're going to prosper. We're going to be a good steward of the business leadership and the business membership that we have in Berkeley Lake, Norcross, and Peachtree Corners.
All right, Dave, Mike got to ask Steve his before I let you go question. So that means I get to ask you a before you go question, Dave. So you are the new chairman of the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber. You're the new leader. You've been on the board. You've obviously been a chairman-elect for the year. So Mike asked Steve, is there anything kind of you regret, you know, go back? Or he gets to look back because right. of his year. So you get to look ahead. What's your vision? What do you see happening? What are you hoping when you sit, hopefully in this chair, a year from now, and you're going, I'm so glad for the immediate pass. what are you hoping you can say? What's your vision?
The vision I have is that with the programs we have in place, with the connections that we can provide to our businesses, that one, will continue to grow as an organization. Steve mentioned we've hired our first staff person. That will help to be able to continue to add members, to assist with the programming, and really being able to be that voice. There's a lot of upcoming issues, the SPLOST issue, which is going to be voted on in November. There's the redevelopment that we've talked about that needs a champion, and to be the voice of business and to really to help facilitate some of the things that we need to see and want to see happen in our community. If we sit here a year from now and we have working on infrastructure projects because we've SPLOST has passed, that we have created a vehicle to systematically look at redeveloping the businesses and some of the underutilized parcels in our area, then I will say that we have had another good year.
All right. Before we let you go, Dave, you're, of course, the Director of Sales and Marketing for the Hilton Atlanta Northeast and Peachtree Corners. For folks that want to find out more about the Hilton, either have their meetings there or rent out some rooms, give us some contact information where they can find out more about your wonderful hotel.
Oh, thanks. We've been around since 86. We're the castle on the hill. Easiest thing, go to our website, which is www.HiltonAtlantaNE.com. Give us a call in the sales office. We'll be happy to talk to you. We've got the largest meeting and event space in our end of the county for hotels, so we welcome a chance to host your next special event or corporate meeting.
And, Steve, you took a few minutes earlier to talk about your company, First Community Development. For those that might want to know more information about that, where can they go?
Sure. Our website is www.FCD, as in First Community Development, FCDUSA.com. And, Mike, I just want to thank you and Steve and Business Radio X. This is a great opportunity for us. We'd love to have you as a member of our Chamber of Commerce. You could be the official radio station of the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. So we're excited to be here, and we thank you for the opportunity.
And for those businesses that and business leaders that may be listening right now or listening to the podcast later on, how can they find out more about the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber?
Absolutely. Go to our chamber website, which is southwestgwinnettchamber.com, and you'll read all the information that we've been discussing today. You'll see the upcoming events and meetings for our chamber, and there is certainly a button you can click on to pull up a application and join the chamber.
All right, Steve Dura and Dave Gleim with the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber. Want to thank them so much for their help. And I was very surprised. I was waiting, Steve, for a firefighter or someone to break down the door and come in during
what
the show.
What are you guys doing here? Get out!
Yeah, the alarm went off, but it was just a little test, so we're okay. If our families are listening, we're okay. We're coming home today.
The show must go on.
That's right. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7, including this one, by logging on to GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. For Steve and Julian.
Wee-oo. Oh, sorry.
That was your alarm.
That was the fire alarm.
Yeah, thanks. As if we didn't hear enough of that.
Exactly. Sorry. That's going to be going through my head the rest of the day.
For Steve and I, Mike Salmon, we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.